الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يسألونك عن الشهر الحرام قتال فيه قل قتال فيه كبير وصد عن سبيل الله وكفر به والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله والفتنة أكبر من القتل ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم من استطاعوا ومن يرتدد منكم عن دينه فيمت وهو كافر فأولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we spoke about qital and the mashru'iyya, when qital, waging war, had become sanctioned in sharia. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the present verse says that the kuffar of Makkah, they come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, questioning you, asking you about how could you fight in a sacred month. So they ask you about fighting in a sacred month. What had happened was, there is an incident that is mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched an army under the leadership of a sahabi by the name of Abu Ubaidah. Some say it is Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, some say it is Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Harith. And when this army was now departing, then the children, the kids of the Sahabi Abu Ubaidah came and they began to cry profusely in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in place of Abu Ubaidah, he sent another Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Jahsh to lead this army. And then he gave him a few injunctions, a few commands. Then the Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, together with that army, they came across a person by the name of Amr, and they killed him. So the Sahaba at that time were not sure, Amr ibn al-Hadrami. So the Sahaba at that time were not sure if they killed him on the last day of Jumad al-Akhirah or the first day of Rajab. Now we know there are four sacred months. And in these four sacred months, the Muslims are not permitted to wage war, to fight, unless war from the side of the kuffar. If the kuffar, the infidels, have to initiate the war, then of course one may defend his state, one may defend his family, one may retaliate. But for Muslims to wage war or to initiate the war during these 4 months, that is Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram, it is impermissible. That is why these months are known as the sacred months. So what had happened was, the reality of the matter was that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they killed this person Amr, they killed him on the first day of Rajab. But the Sahaba at that time assumed that it was actually the last day of Jumad al-Akhirah. Now when the Kuffar of Makkah learnt about this, they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they began to ask him, began to question him and trouble him and ask him about this killing that happened in the sacred month of Rajab. So, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. They ask you about the sacred month, in other words, fighting in it. How could your men, your Sahaba, kill and assassinate this Amr ibn al-Hadrami on the first day of Rajab? قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ. So, this was one error, one mistake committed on their part, and that too, they assumed at that time that it was the last day of Jumad al-Akhirah. They didn't know that it was Rajab. But the ruling is still the same. Allah tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ, that to wage war, to fight in this sacred month, it is something grave. It is a grave sin. In other words, it is impermissible to fight. وَصَدٌّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ وَالْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell them that this was just one error that was committed on their part. Look at the continuous mistakes and errors that they are doing, which according to them should not be questioned, is unquestionable. وَصَدٌ, what are these errors that they would do? Blocking the Muslims from the path of Allah. In other words, عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ means when the Muslims would want to come to perform Umrah, or when they would want to come to perform Hajj, then they would block their path and they would not allow them to come to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, which in actual fact is sacred by itself. So they would stop them from coming to Makkah Mukarramah and the sacred mosque. وَكُفْرٌ بِهِ, and they would also make kufr, they would disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِخْرَاجُ أَهْلِهِ مِنْهُ أَكْبَرُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, and Allah says also, they would remove its people, the dwellers, the people who would live in and around the Al-Masjid Al-Haram, Makkah Mukarramah, so they would remove them from there. Allah says, that is far greater in sin, عند Allah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, that the worst sin that they commit, that is who? The kuffar of Makkah, wal-fitnah. Al-fitnah is translated as mischief. This refers to the mischief of making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is akbaru min al-qatfi. This is a bigger crime. It is worse than even killing. In other words, they have just killed one person, and that too, it was not done. We would not say it was a pure mistake at that time, because they assumed that it was the last day of Jumad al-Akhirah. But look at the continual shirk that you are making with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these kuffar of Makkah will continue to fight you. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. They will continue to wage war against you. They will continue to fight you until they return you. They turn you back from your deen. That is deen Islam. In istata'u, as much as they're able to. They will try and come and persuade you and turn you away from your deen. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a ruling that whoever, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, whoever becomes murtad, turns away from his deen from among you, فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٍ, suppose he dies in that condition whilst he is then a kafir in Allah, let him know, فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, all of his deeds are reduced to naught. In other words, they are nullified and they are not regarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya, nor in the akhirah. They are then the occupants and the inhabitants on the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They shall remain therein forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.